with wearing a hoodie over it.
Kickstart your road to better health with the Hard Work Works fitness app.
The Hard Work Works fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get a nutrition guide to keep you on track. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners, so don't be stupid. Use promo code STUPID.
That ain't stupid. And get your first month free.
The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today.
Boom.
I guess if your heart's in the right place, the trash can go anywhere. That's Greg Gutfield. I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. We are going to find out very quickly today if Justin and I's hearts are in the right place. We have a very special guest joining us today to talk about a very special team, I guess. Maybe not to Justin or myself, but nonetheless, we are talking New York Rangers today.
Randy, thank you for joining the program to talk Rangers. Look, I want to give you crap so bad. I really do.
I can take it, man.
You're a Rangers fan. I'm a Devils fan. So like there's an automatic like just locality.
Ugh.
Right?
But then we're both Mets fans, so it kind of evens out somewhere.
Agreed. Like it's I can't give you but
we can
so much.
Be depressed together and talk about how of course, they're going to hire a GM that has shown lewd pictures.
Of course he would.
He Brett Favre.
Yeah. Which just sucks because now we got the new
Except
owner.
Except you get in trouble for it now.
Right. Yeah, now it's different.
We got the new owner, and I'm like, yes, this guy knows what's up. And like, then suddenly this happens. Of course this happens. But
and we've lost out on like 5 free agents.
Yep. So, yay. So depression, but I mean, you know,
we're off to a really good start here, guys.
Yes. Well, this is pretty typical. You're a Rangers fan. And look, man, really, really one of the reasons we had you on, because you got to defend this. You have to defend this gear.
Yes.
Because, but look, rivalry aside, the Rangers have one of the worst sweaters in the league.
Whoa. Okay. I'm going to have to chew on that for a little bit because I do not agree with that at all.
Okay.
Like, it's...
Now, wait
a
second.
It's not the best jersey in the league. It's not... And a lot of people would consider... I think the Canadiens jersey is actually pretty overrated. I think it's a nice jersey.
Uh-oh.
I think it's a nice sweater.
Ooh. Fighting words.
It's not one of my favorite. I like the Maple Leafs one.
Yeah.
They've tinkered with it a little bit, and I guess I kind of like the early 2000s version of it where it looked kind of clean and less two-dimensional, three-dimensional. And then, I don't know, it's weird to say that the Blackhawks jersey, it's a nice jersey. It's got nice colors and everything. But, yeah, like, I used to buy these CCM jerseys just to have around to just buy – to class in college, and I wore a Blackhawks jersey to class, and somebody says, "Why are you wearing a decapitated head of an Indian on your shirt?" I'm like,
"Whoa,
I don't know." Yeah, like, don't put it that. It's just the Blackhawks,
man. Yeah.
And now Yikes. With all the stuff with the Washington football team and Cleveland baseball changing their name, like, I'm kind of, it's still a nice jersey, but I don't want to necessarily support it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that was before we got super sensitive as a society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was ahead of the
that
curve.
Was like 10 years ago.
Good for him.
He was, yeah.
I think he was just giving me shit, though. I think that he was just giving me shit. He knew. He knew.
Okay. But I will say the Panthers.
I don't think it's by far the worst.
The Panthers are the worst. I hate the Panthers.
Them, sweaters. Columbus, Nashville.
Carolina.
Give Columbus credit for their second or third jersey, whatever.
I will give you that. The cannon one with the
nice colors.
Yeah, the cannon one with the cream and the light blue is solid. I wish that was their primary. Their primaries can get the hell out of here. Yeah.
Same with the Minnesota one with the same cream and green and, oh, God, I think it's just says Minnesota across the chest, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's got like the full blown crest, right? Yeah, it's got the script instead of the crest itself. I think cream is an underrated color. Anytime you put cream on a sweater, I think it looks good. That's why I liked our Winter Classics in 2012 so much, because we went cream instead of white in the numbers.
Mm-hmm. I think
the whole Rangers jersey, I have it in here somewhere. My batch of, I don't know how many there are. There are a lot, so I can show them all off whenever we get a chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, this is not the worst jersey in the league. Come on. I think enough people are going to listen to this and say, hey, give them some credit.
Is it now, let me ask you, if the diagonal letters, Randy, were on either a Flyers sweater or a Devil sweater, either one of our teams, would you like it as much, or what comes first, the chicken or the egg
Penguins
type
had
deal?
It.
They do, and it didn't make it any better.
They did. I like that jersey.
Aw, man.
What?
Aw, man.
Sorry.
You can't like a Penn sweater.
It's simple. It's classic. Like, I it takes up the whole jersey instead of just having it on the chest or whatever. I like, it's different, you know?
It is different.
No other team in the league really has it.
If we're putting Rangers versus Pens diagonal letters, I'll take Rangers, which is
for
really
sure,
hard for me to
for
say.
Sure.
That's really hard for me to say.
Well, the Pittsburgh, and first of all, bleep them, obviously. But at least the Rangers
something
were the
we can agree on.
Yeah, exactly. The Rangers were at least the first to do it. Like, if you're going to do it, at least be the first one there instead of completely ripping it off and try to pretend like it's something else.
The Canes
I guess.
Go ahead.
I had no point. I'm just trying to fill dead air.
The Canes have started doing it, and I don't mind it. I don't like it, but the Canes
does it too, don't they?
Oh, do they? Ew.
I think Bolts. They did have a Bolts one. Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah,
that's gross. I don't like that at all.
Bolts. Yeah, that one's forced. Especially if you're gonna. I mean, come on, man. Not a nickname, you know. Christ Almighty.
Well, they all do it now. Like, all the NBA jerseys now, like, I think you guys talk about the Suns all the time. Like, the PHX, isn't that?
the airport codes, yeah.
PHX. So, and then all of... Continue on before we digress.
It's the airport code. And the PHX usually are, like, the thirds, like the oranges. Like, those straight white homes say Suns, and they're very clean, and they look good. The purple away say Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's a little bulky, but those are still very good. The PHX is usually the oranges, or they've started putting the Sun logo.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a huge fan of the oranges, but it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Barkley Sun jerseys.
Yeah, dude.
Love those.
We don't have a bad uniform in our closet. I'll say that. The Suns always step out on the court in fresh gear.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Right?
So many bad NBA jerseys sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't lying, dude. Yeah. You aren't lying.
Some of those.
I can't say that I know the whole entire Suns collection, but I've liked what I've seen.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
The Nash,
like the colors.
The Barkley Suns were great. Like, the Nash Suns were great. We had a brief period where, like, I'm going to call the uniforms we're in now the book ones, but we had the pre-book ones that were the book ones that it was like two seasons. They were good. I liked them a lot. And then we switched to these new ones. I was like, oh, these are really great. So
yeah.
we're digressing a lot.
yep.
I'm seeing you in the whiteaways right now. And I have to admit, in practice on a person, It's way better than I want to give it credit for. I think my hatred for the club is really shines through when it comes to the Rangers.
And it's funny that you mention that, because I really, 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 really dislike the Islanders logo. I think it's just, it's kind of nonsense. It's kind of nonsense. It reminds me of everything that I hate about Long Island, which I grew up there, so I hate tons of things about that place. But also, in retrospect, how much different it's like the hockey version of the Mets logo, which I absolutely adore.
Yeah, No, it is. And it's funny because I try to, I don't know about you, I always try to steer clear from white jerseys or sweaters. And that a lot of that is.
Well, I don't know if you can see here, but this is like ketchup from.
That's why. That's why. That's why, man. It's way too easy to get weird and spill some deal on your sweater, but you can't wash it because superstition. I always forget about the Rangers. Just you know, you've got the Zuccarello, the white on. You guys have the laces. Do you prefer? The laces is weird. I've noticed amongst like hockey community, the laces at the neck is either a hot take. You either love them or you hate them. Where are you at on them, or do you not give a shit either way?
I like them. I don't think it's a love hate relationship at all. I think I've just been used to them for so long that you know I don't tie. I think if you kind of tie it looks a little
thank you
dirty. So yeah. I keep them loose. But I don't know. I really. Before you even mention anything, I really don't even think about it. I do have one in here, and I think they brought the laces in when they did the Reebok. They mm-hmm. switched to Reebok, I want to say like 2013, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Earlier. But before that, when – oh, I don't know if it was – it wasn't CCM. I don't remember. I have one in here, though. It doesn't have – the laces, and it just kind of it looks plain because there's a lot of space that you have to fill
yep.
in between the diagonal cross. So I'm all right with it. I don't have any problems with it at all.
So I think that's what it is. What's funny is because a lot of squads, I don't like the laces.
Yeah.
Like the Sharks, for example.
Yeah.
How do you fuck up the Sharks? Right. I love the Sharks right. gear. But like, I think it works on the Rangers gear because If I'm looking at the other home that you have in the background there, I'm like, ugh. I'm looking at the one that you're rocking, and
that's
the laces
how I noticed,
apart.
Right, that there were two different ones. And I get that, that's got to be a CCM there, I would think, just by looking at it. It looks like a CCM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's from, God, look at the name.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
This is probably like an adult small or a child extra large. Yeah, whenever Gretzky was on the Rangers, that's probably the last time.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Because you had that one in the background. I think you hit the nail on the head. If you got laces, you got to leave them untied. If you have them tied, you look like a douchebag.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, so you've got Gretzky there, obviously, which you can't go wrong there. Obviously, you've got to go with the great one. You've got Zuccarello on. If you're going to go like, you know, if the 19 was out of our lives, you're going to a bar to catch a game and you want to go obscure because it is fun to go obscure sweater and you can get a lot of comments from people. If you're going yeah. obscure sweater and you want to go, okay, I want to test the knowledge of guys at the bar and see what's up, see who knows this person. Do you have anybody in particular you go with?
Like, do I own one in particular?
Yeah,
or
like
do
it,
I want one in particular.
Either or, man.
I would love to own a Nigel Dawes jersey. I don't know why. I loved Nigel Dawes. He was a sniper. He was
yep.
He had like a 65 or 75% accuracy in the shootout. He was freaking awesome. And he was a third liner. He like there was nothing special about him. He probably scored 15 goals a year max, and then, you know, 30 points a year max, probably not even that. But it was just the fact that he was kind of fast and he was kind of scrappy, and they used him in the shootout all the time, and whenever they did, they won because Hank usually in net would probably get the win. He was one of the best shootout goalies I've ever seen. So yeah, he didn't last on the team too long. I want to say it's like 2008-ish territory, probably didn't last much longer than 2009, 2010. So that one kind of sticks out to me. Ooh, what else? Like, their Rangers have had a whole hell of a lot of random players, bad and good. like, what's his name? Michael Roosevelt is a really, really bad one. Like, I think I would make a lot of enemies if I wore a Michael Roosevelt jersey. Merrick Malik is another one.
Jesus.
Just a stinker. Jesus. I'll give one for Justin Bobby Holik.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
He was good as a devil
until the contract didn't work out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would those guys. Dawes would be the one that I wouldn't expect people that have been watching the Rangers in the last few years to know right. who he is, but that's one that, you know, my prime territory of watching Rangers back, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Right. That is great. Anybody that had Marek Milic being mentioned, take a drink now, please.
Oh, hey, he scored that sick shootout goal.
Daddy, remember I can that? I remember the name, man. I couldn't. I was trying to draw back to you know, memories of these dudes. And I remember the names, and that's about it off the top of my head.
So
Milic was supposed to be paired on a top line, and he crumbled at one point, and like he was never any good. They gave him a contract. He was never any good. He never lived up to it. But the one thing that will stand out, I think it was a 16 round shootout game against the Capitals in 06 or 07. He goes in between the legs to score.
Yeah.
On, I think, Olli Kosick.
Olli.
Yeah. Only the goalie.
Yeah, man.
So we're looking at here like some of the Rangers gear throughout the years. And I'm interested in your opinion because you're obviously rocking like what they've mostly been wearing. The home whites with the blue and red stripes up top. But here I'm looking
fairly unchanged.
Right. But here I'm looking at, which normally I like in a franchise, by the way. If you're a storied franchise and it works for you, don't change it.
Yeah.
Here I'm looking at one where you've got the old, the actual Rangers, like the Shield logo. How do you feel about those as opposed to like the traditional diagonal letters?
The Shield, okay, so they didn't use the Shield too long. That reminds me, that's like Tony Esposito years, like mid-70s. I don't love those jerseys. I kind of like, it looks like from what I can see, the home jerseys, they didn't go without they went without a last name, which I kind of like. That's pretty cool. And they did that for most of the early years. I think a lot of teams probably did that. But, yeah, not a fan. I'd like it as kind of, same with the Mets. The Mets logo is kind of not part of their jersey, but part of their history and part of who they are and what you would use in sort of a newspaper standings logo, but not on the jersey anywhere. I don't think it's needed. I think they have enough where the jersey can stand out outside of that logo. It's a great logo as it is, but.
So now we have to talk about, you showed us your Gretzky jersey. Man. Yeah. And you guys have brought these back as the reverse retros. So first off, your thoughts on the reverse retros?
It brings me back. Like, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to bring you back to a time where hockey was simpler and, you know, the game was different and you can remember it for being what it is. And I was, what years? It was 96, 97, 97, 98, and then a couple year. Oh, they did some whites. I forget the whites. I forget that they did it in white. And they kept it through 2007, it seems. So I was pretty young. I was probably like 10, 12 years old, but I remember having some of those Liberty jerseys. And I remember it was kind of one of those things where following the Gordon Fisherman, people were kind of like, okay, for a third jersey, this isn't as bad, but it's still... still kind of laughable, like the NYR and the Liberty kind of looks a little, it's okay. It's just, it reminds you of the late 2000s. The late 90s.
Yeah.
It's just not very special. And I don't know, the sleeves with the red on the sleeves and then there's kind of a diagonal white, like that's a little, I'm not crazy about it, but I like the nostalgia for it. Because they didn't play with those that often. When they did, it felt like you were watching a game from that era.
Right.
Y'all put Wayne Gretzky in a Lady Liberty jersey, man. Come on. Wayne Gretzky's running out skating in Lady Liberty, man.
With a big ass head on his chest.
Now, I mean, I will say in hindsight, like, especially looking at it as a reverse retro, and again, maybe not liking the squad is part of it, but like I'm like, oh, okay, it's acceptable. I've come around on Gordon's Fisherman too. Like,
same.
I hated it when it happened, but like looking back on it now, it's like, oh, okay, yeah,
yeah.
It's cool. Now looking at these like comparatively, like back to back, I've got your Blue Aways and your White Homes, and looking at them right next to each other, the White Homes blow the Blues away.
They do. I think
for sure.
Yeah. I think it's because for me, I don't know about you, Randy. I'm curious to get your thoughts. For me, it's the shoulders, because you don't have anything on the shoulders of the Blues, but you know, on the whites you've got the blue and the red stripes up there. It just looks more complete with the tail stripe.
I can see where you're coming from with that. I think for me, again, going back to a little bit of nostalgia, and 94 was really when I kind of figured out what hockey was. And the Rangers won, obviously, and I, you know, I'll have it somewhere. What was that? I have it somewhere in here. I have a Brian Leetch jersey.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, like, that was my brother's from high school, I think.
Brian Leetch.
I hated that guy.
He was moving, and he cleared out everything in his closet. I'm like, that's the one thing I want. That's all I want. He's like, yeah, I'm never going to wear this again. So yeah, it's in my collection now, but I don't know. It just kind of, I think everybody is nostalgic for their championship jersey. I think that's even like the Mets jerseys from 86 with the orange going down to sleeves. And you know, it's not a great jersey.
No.
And it's pretty much stuck in the 80s.
Especially comparatively.
It has so much more value and so much more meaning because Doc Gooden and Strawberry and Hojo and Mookie
Keith.
All played in that jersey. Yep. and won. Like,
yeah.
A tremendous World Series. So I think that kind of goes into how people favor jerseys and which jerseys they favor. I know some Sabre fans will still like the bison head because they went to the cup with that one, and Hasek, that was the one that Hasek wore a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. For me, I'm stuck on the Mets gear. Actually, honestly, of all of them, the 2015 World Series gear. Oh my God. I mean, we got stomped, but we got outplayed. Like that Royals team was just a good baseball team.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it. But like, see, for me, I'm lucky. I'm rocking my Marty sweater, and the devs don't really make much changes. Like, you know, maybe they might change a stripe but for the most part, this is what they got. And to me, like, I can watch today's team and be like, same sweaters, I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. It definitely, there is a connection to that. And I think that goes back to Jerry Seinfeld's whole laundry thing, that they recycle and rotate players so often that you're just rooting for their jersey and what's on their jersey instead of the players themselves, because you don't really know who they are. Like, I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a whole lot of hockey before the pandemic. And then when they came back, I tried to watch as often as I could, because I knew Panarin was a great pickup, and he was going to be in the Hart Trophy conversation. I knew Zibanejad was awesome, but I was kind of meandering in and out. But to see other guys on the team that I really, especially one of my wheelhouse, I had season tickets from like 2012 through 2016-ish. So I went to a lot of playoff games during those years.
Yeah.
And those teams with Ryan McDonagh and Ryan Callahan and like, those are my guys. It feels like this team, even that it's 4 years later, is a completely different team outside of Kreider. Kreider's the only one that's really left out of that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, like, I came into this with the attitude of, like, I want to give him shit. He's a Rangers fan. Oh, my God. I really want to give him shit. Diagonal letters.
I'm not a douchebag, well, so it's okay.
You're not riding on
there
that.
There are Ranger fans who are douchebags, so I can understand.
You're not riding on that cup. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes a squad wins a cup, and for y'all, it was, like, forever ago.
Yep.
So it's, like,
94.
Like,
yeah.
Like Cowboys fans still riding on 95. Like, come on, man, get off it. Like,
the worst.
You haven't been good in forever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So you're not coming in here talking like the Rangers are the best things that's ever happened. So it's like really hard to give you shit. Plus, like I said, these home white, that home white looks good. Like it's still, it's middle of the road still, but
yeah,
like, comparatively and where I thought it was on my list. Here we go.
Bust out one of these blue boys. Okay. Oh, so this is, oh, you know what? I didn't think that this had laces. This is the one that I didn't think had laces, but it does. So this is a Reebok jersey. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
No, 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 no. It's Brendan Shanahan. Get that out of here.
Here's the thing. I wore it to a playoff game after, I think it was 2012, Shanahan suspended Carl Hagelin for some... yeah. I think it was the hit off Alfredson in the playoffs, and Alfredson faked a concussion or whatever it was. And that's when they did the whole countdown. Do you remember that? The countdown
vaguely.
Five, four, three. They counted to 11 in Ottawa, and then they chanted it for Alfie, even though he was on the ice. So I went to a game, and I had a piece of tape under it that just said, Shanahan sucks.
So, boy, does he.
Because I think it was a Chris Ott play or Chris Neal, I can't remember who it was. But I don't, like, he injured somebody. It might have been Brandon Dubinsky. I can't remember who it was in that same game, all the same game. But like, apparently Shanahan thought, oh yeah, this Hagelin hit that was, you know, he didn't leave his feet is the one that you suspend for three games. So,
I vaguely remember that.
I guess I liked the idea at the time. This was probably 2007 ish. That a Ranger, a Hall of Famer, was playing for the Rangers.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know who else to get. But this, who's this one? Marion Gaborik.
I remember him.
Like another.
Yeah.
I have his jersey. I have Nash's jersey. What?
Just as.
Well, yes, they're good players, and both players scored 40 for the team. And like, that can't be discredited at all. But. As when it comes to the playoffs, both of those guys should have been taking the team to the cup multiple times.
Yeah.
And Nash had a lot of problems in the playoffs. Gaborik had tons of problems staying healthy throughout his Ranger career.
Yeah.
So I can't look back at it and be like, oh yeah, I love those guys. Nash a little bit more than Gaborik. Gaborik went to the Kings, got traded to the Kings and won with the Kings.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
In Madison Square Garden. Well,
that's
so.
A source of.
That's right.
What's this? This is a good one. This is your nostalgia throwback to 1994 right here.
No, no, no.
Oh, God.
No. Why don't you have a jersey of a not asshole, Randy?
Look.
No, I get it, man. I get it. I get
without
it.
Him.
You got to have like, that one.
I'd still be complaining and
still
be rubbing in Rangers fans' faces that they don't have a cup since 1940 and all that crap. Like,
that's true.
There's a lot of people who are assholes, and his assholery is a lot different than other people's assholery.
Yeah.
I guess I can tolerate that. So,
right. Well, and he lifted, that's the one you got to have is Messier for sure.
Yeah, I think so. This is, you're familiar with this.
Yep. There's the shield. Winter Classic, baby.
Winter Classic one in Philly. And of course this is my only Hank one that I have in my collection. So I decided I didn't have a Lundqvist one at the time. I knew I wanted to get this. So,
right.
Yeah. The only time I wore it was probably to that game, and boy, was that game.
Oh,
so
you went?
Oh,
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was there. dramatic as hell.
I've always wanted to go to a Winter Classic, man, especially, you know, one of the ones back home. And it's funny because I liked those at the time. That was 2012, I believe. And,
yes,
you know, they kind of, like, escaped me over the years. That, I mean, to me, and again, I don't have the emotional ties to the Rangers that you do, obviously. To me, that's a nice-looking sweater.
That was, yeah. I agree.
It is.
I like that a lot, man.
Here's where a little bit of negative part on it. It's a little bit tough to wear because the logo kind of goes down a little bit too deep.
Yeah.
Like maybe for me, maybe it's that this one's a little bit bigger than most jerseys I have. I don't know what it is, but it kind of interrupts with sitting. So
the flow. Yeah.
Why I don't wear it too much.
Oh, I love this.
This is the other Winter Classic one.
Yeah.
And honestly, I bought it probably, I think I bought it after the Winter Classic. I don't remember, but it's a McDonough one. He got traded like a month later.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
But I went to that game too at Citi Field, and I actually just talked about it on my podcast that it was the coldest event that I ever went to before. It was, I think, 20 degrees out, but with the wind chill, it felt like one freaking degree.
Yeah, man.
It was
brutal.
Awful. But the Rangers seem to have a really good track record in those Winter Classic games. They've never lost one.
One of the things that, I mean, obviously COVID sucks in general, but not having that on, because New Year's Day to me is such an underrated day as a sports fan. You get the New Year's Six college football, and I love the Winter Classic. It's one of my five favorite events in sports every year. The NHL doesn't do a lot right, but one of the things they do get right is the Winter Classic, and it sucked not having that on New Year's Day this year, man. There was like an empty space in my heart. Sure. Yeah, dude. And
I'll give you a good memory here. The first day I ever had an HDTV, like my dad bought it on New Year's Eve. The first day I ever got to watch something on that TV was the Sabres Penguins game.
Oh,
seeing
shit.
The snow come down, I'm like,
yeah,
this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, man. Like,
and then seeing Crosby, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, no. It's ruined now.
All right, so I want to ask you, as a Rangers fan, like, it's clearly not infuriating you to see me in a dev sweater.
Because I worked at ESPN for 10 years. Like, I've dealt with every single fan there is to deal with, and I've dealt with the worst, and I've dealt with the okay people. So I've considered myself pretty bad at times, and now my best friend's an Islander fan. Like, what am I going to say to him? Like, I hate you because you wear an Islander?
Well, what I was getting at is, like, is there a rival for you personally that isn't necessarily, like, a Rangers rival, but you see them play that squad and you're like, oh, fuck them?
Canadians.
Oh.
Hate Montreal.
That's so, because I feel like everybody hates Montreal and Toronto, and it's hilarious.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There's Toronto as much.
Not anymore.
I don't hate Toronto as much. And Montreal is just, they're fucking cocky.
I agree.
They're all fucking cocky over there.
Yeah, there's this arrogance about them. There is for sure. Same with Toronto. For me, Toronto, because of those Pat Quinn era Leafs. Justin and I talk about them a lot. Darcy Tucker and Brian McCabe and Matt Sundin and shit, dude. Ty Domi. They were in my way.
Domi also played for us, so like
I know. They were in my way constantly though, man, in the early 2000s. I fucking hated those Leaf squads. But I agree, Habs fans are among the worst. They're very similar to Cowboy fans in hockey in a way.
Oh, they are the Cowboy fans of hockey. They are still living off of 1993.
I was going to say, when's the last time the Habs have done anything?
And not even, it's 93. It's right before the Rangers won theirs. And not only that, it's because they're the only ones in Canada with bragging rights right now.
Yeah.
They're the last ones in Canada to win.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
The only person to blame is Gary Bettman because he keeps on expanding the league.
Yeah. And do any of the Canadians teams stand a chance this year? I haven't even seen, like, who Toronto's playing, right?
Considering that they're all in one division now.
It makes it tough.
The way it's going to work, there's no wild cards, so it's going to be four teams from each of those will face each other, and then the one team, I think it'll be the Canadian team to face the West Coast team, and then the Midwest to face the Metropolitan Atlantic fusion, whatever it is. I mean, they have a 50-50 chance to get in, but like the Canucks aren't that good. They aren't as good as they were last year. I think that was a little bit of a fluke run. I mean, Demko, I think, is going to end up pretty okay, but not anything like he was in the playoffs. Pettersson's a great player.
Yeah, he is.
Horvat's a good player. But the Jets just made a big trade, but
I think they lost
Line A.
Dude, his number, the number 29 should be hanging in the rafters in Winnipeg 10, 15 years from now. I mean, I just don't think you deal a guy like that away, personally, especially for Dubois. I mean, Dubois is a fine player, but I don't know, man. I thought Winnipeg was crazy for that trade, personally. And I feel bad for Line A because now – Now he's in Columbus.
Well, it's funny because all my friends that are Ranger fans that I follow on Twitter, like immediately their first reaction was, oh yeah, Liney's already benched. Because Tortorella just benches fucking everybody. If you don't play like Dan Girardi, if you don't take every shot to the fucking knee, Torts will bench you. Like literally the only guy that's never been benched under Tortorella has been like Dan Girardi. Even Brandon Dubinsky, who's played for Torts his whole entire career. I don't know. He's kind of an explosive personality. I don't know how he can stand, they can stand being around each other, but
yeah,
it's tough to play for that guy.
It is for sure. He's an entertaining press conference though, to say the least. That I'll give him that.
Quit coaching, Pat.
So, unfortunately, we got to wrap here pretty soon because we've got Rumble programmed here in a minute. But like before we go, I don't know how much of our show you've listened to, but we like to delve into Concept Guy a lot.
Okay, I apologize for that.
but we like to dive into Concept Guy, and I thought the Rangers were safe because they pretty much had the same thing forever, and you know. There's the Shield logo, and it's like, you know, what can they do here? I'm going to share this screen with you because you have to see this Concept Guy concept.
Yeah, this guy was on some good stuff.
I don't know what he's thinking. So, first of all, is it the New York Forest Rangers? Is that what Rangers is for?
I think so, yeah. I think okay. It's after the police.
Okay, fine. I'm okay with that. But right. You don't need to put that on the uniform. Yeah,
you could probably leave the adjective forest out.
Oh no.
Is it not?
What I do see looks like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
What is that?
He's got a sweet red mustache.
Is that an MLS team? Is that like the Columbus Crew or something?
It does look like, you know, like the New England Revolution or something. Like what?
That's what it is. Yeah, the Revs.
It is not
That's
good.
Terrible. Where do you? Let me Google it on my screen. How'd you find it?
So I looked up New York Rangers uniforms and I just scrolled down. This is on Pinterest. It says New York Rangers concept by CBS Inc.
And see it. Yep. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be awful.
Yes.
Forest. It's not forest. It's police. And they have a green one.
Yeah.
That's St. Patty's Day, dude.
Well, I mean, I guess if it's the Forest Rangers.
Yeah. For
dude,
trees.
Like Lanny McDonald. Lanny McDonald never played for the Rangers. That should be a Flames jersey, if anything. This is terrible.
That I didn't.
It is not good.
I didn't think you could. You could make worse Rangers jerseys.
Yeah, maybe Lady Liberty's not so bad.
Yeah. I don't know who this guy is. It's like
you're onto something.
It's like the Flying Elvis. Like,
yeah.
What is this guy?
It is not. Good God, that is hideous. And the
looks more like a Mountie than a
right.
Park Ranger. And that's a pretty angry freaking Park Ranger.
He's very
Park scopes out college parking lots after midnight to make sure nobody's smoking pot in their cars.
Yeah, he's very mad. And those stripes on the shoulders are just, I don't know, they're off center. It does not look very good.
That is, I was just
That's among the worst that we've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of bad shit.
That just has, it says New York and it has R, and it's kind of like, honestly, seeing this after is kind of a breath of fresh air, and it kind of has that Shield like half red, half white, half gray kind of thing. It's not great, but I'm just looking at some of these others. There's one with pinstripes. I hate it. I can't. Oh, there's one that just has the R, just the R part.
No,
the cross. Yeah, it doesn't work. I'm not a fan. You just need to go traditional with this.
The concept thing has clearly just gone. I think it started probably with good intentions, but people in typical internet fashion has been run off the rails. Because some of these are, you have chutzpah to post this out there for the world to see.
Hey, check this out.
Like, this is just, oh man.
Well, some of these are.
There's a V for Vendetta jersey. Why?
Yeah, let me get off of this because this is a whole nother
this
show.
This is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you about this one because I'd never seen this one. There's one where it says New York as opposed to Rangers. And it.
Hold on, I have that one. I'm about to show you.
Oh, awesome.
This one? Yeah, I love this jersey. This is great. This is their alternate that they used probably in that time period where they were going to the playoffs consistently, like 2012, 2013, 2014 era. This is Ryan Callahan because everybody that I buy gets traded basically right after I buy him. I have two Ryan Callahan jerseys because I needed to buy the year that they went to the Olympics, probably the last year they played the Olympics, or the last year I cared about it. No, it was the last. I bought a Callahan jersey for that, and it was a Team USA jersey because I think he was the only Ranger that played. There might have been McDonough. I can't remember. But, yeah, I have two Callahan jerseys. I also have two Gabrick jerseys. I have an All-Star Game Gabrick jersey because I figured it would go up in value because he got the MVP of that All-Star Game.
That's right.
I had a shitload of money to just waste back then. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm glad I know how to use eBay now.
Right. Do you plan on getting a Lafreniere?
Not yet. I think right now my goal, if I have my goal is really that my child is coming in 6 months, and I my brother actually bought a Rangers onesie for the baby. So
there you go.
That's the goal to get them in gear.
Of course,
just get them fed and all important stuff. But if I were given $200 to just go and buy a jersey, I would want the reverse retro, and I'd probably want Zibanejad.
There it is. Hell yeah.
Number 93 is a good look too.
It is. That's and Zibanejad.
Oh, I love the 90s numbers.
Yeah, and Zibanejad is just such a fucking cool name, man. It's such a cool name.
Yep.
That looks really good on the back of his sweater.
All right, and so like I said, we've got a big episode of Wrestle Pals here coming up. So before we go, you could have any Rangers jersey in history for free right now. Which one is it, and which version of it?
You can't say Mike Richter.
Yeah.
Why not? I love Mike Richter. I kind of want like a CCM Adam Graves or like just
Graves.
Yeah, or just a blue Lundqvist, because that's one that I feel like is never going to get old. You could wear that at every single game.
Yeah.
And, you know, just fit it, even that he's not on the team anymore and he's probably never going to play hockey again, unfortunately.
Right.
But, like, he's probably going to go down as the best player in Rangers history. So you really can't go wrong with Lundqvist. Like, I've been getting people, and this is, like, at my Brodeur stage of when Brodeur retired, and I had to be like, yeah, give him all the props. And now I have Devils, Islanders, Penguins, Flyers fans all coming up to me and be like, Lundqvist, he's one of the best. Unfortunately, he didn't win a cup, but you know, he's still one of the best. So.
He's the man, dude. And I mean class act altogether, man. Hell of a dude.
For sure.
Well, we gotta wrap up because we are on a tight schedule for Rumble programmed. So yes, hang tight, Randy, because you can hang on the line. But we got to wrap up. We're gonna pretend like Randy's not there, Corey, and
let's talk
all sorts of trash about him.
Yeah, let's talk about his terrible teams, terrible gear.
But I mean, so it's not like Dennis, where like Dennis came in and made us kiss the rings,
right?
He couldn't, you know.
Yeah, none of the three of us in this convo can brag about championships,
right? I mean,
we can't.
You know, I got the three. I'm lucky.
You guys both have one. I haven't seen any in my lifetime. 74, 75 was the last two for the Flyers. I've only seen my team in two cups.
Yeah.
So,
but
not a lot of bragging for your boy.
He came in and he was like, you know what? I'm not a dick Rangers fan, and he was nice, and it's like, well, damn it.
Yeah, I know, right?
We
can't.
We wanted to be heated.
Can't rile you up. Come on, man. Just act. We know you're not an ass, but just act like one.
I dealt with all of them.
It's funny, man, because you I think when we do these episodes and you focus on one specific team, it's real. You know, we talked about it. We mentioned the Gordon's Fishermen's here, mm-hmm. you know, on today's episode. You know, we did it with Mike Powers. That, you know, you shit on those for years and you think, yeah. man, they were goddamn awful. And then, but you go and you look at them and you really focus on them and you look at everything. You're not just looking at them on your TV real quick or walking by or whatever. And you really focus on them.
They're not catching from the players too. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'm not watching a Rangers game right now. I'm just looking at the gear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not that bad.
No,
not that bad.
And I officially,
I think it was just funny because it was the Islanders that did it. It's kind of the same way the Mets just get pissed on just because they're the Mets,
right?
Like it's the same exact thing.
Yeah, little brother put the fish stick guy on the sweater.
So like I officially retract my statement of Rangers have worst sweater in the league. Because it's not true. They're definitely not my favorite, but they move more towards the middle of the pack, I think. I will set my... And honestly, what's to hate anymore?
I mean...
My squad's, you know, on the up tick, hopefully, it feels like.
Yeah, but even you guys still, are. Like, I wish Crawford wouldn't have retired. I'd like to see what you guys would have done with him in that all year. But then again, I don't know. Carter Hart just kind of hot, just let in 6 fucking goals the other night. So... I don't know. And then he smacked his stick against the goalpost after the game was over. Like, dude, be better, man. Yeah. You know? I love the guy, though. I'm just happy we have a goddamn goalie and it's not a rotating bunch of Michael Neuverts and fucking Ilya Brizgalovs anymore.
Hey, man, but, if you want to chat gear with us, and I know you do after hearing this.
You better, people.
Come hop in the Discord. We chat about hockey sweaters. We chat about college uniforms. Like, whatever happens,
all
whatever
the above. Comes out.
We talk about it, and you know, that's how you end up on the show.
Yes,
simply put. So do that. Discord is Legion of Stupid, or ask one of us for the invite.
At Gear Freaks Pod on IG and Twitter, and maybe, just maybe, if you're nice enough, we can get you in on the next sweater order. Possibly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you gotta get the secret password for that though.
Yeah. Damn it. I was trying to, like, you know, do some research for the next round, and I couldn't. Damn it.
I know. I'm trying to put the depth chart together.
Yeah. We're a podcast, obviously. That means we're on all podcast platforms. You can subscribe, rate, comment. We would appreciate that, but we would appreciate it even more if you shared. Share that link.
Boom.
Tell a friend. We would love that. And also, if you're on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers or you're in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers office, your gear sucks.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. Please, 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 please come on the show and try to tell us otherwise. Yeah. We'd appreciate that.
Come defend why your team called the Blue Bombers has predominantly gold gear.
That's stupid.
What the hell are you doing?
That is dumb.
Winnipeg.
Unreal. You suck. Also, Los Angeles Extreme. Thankfully, you don't exist, but you suck almost worse. And the Florida freaking Tuskers. You don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Florida freaking Tuskers, you suck too.
With your horns on your helmet. Every which way.
Hey, Corey. Gretzky was in the Lady Liberty head.
Suckers! Yes!